The calm is still calm. You need to follow that. Even if the wind blows, number two, our peradventure, even the wind does not allow you to see me again. You should see me on the tables of your mind. The devil was stupid. He might have disabled you to see me physically like this. But you introduce my picture into your heart. But little faith cannot allow him to do that. Shout hallelujah if your attention is here. You should be looking at Jesus, which is inner mind. Even when the wind came up and disabled him from seeing Jesus physically, he ought to be looking at him inside. Can you see that? That's an example I can give to you. Little faith. That's correction. Why are you cold? Why are you doing that? Now let's check. Point two, exhibition of little faith. Exhibition of little faith. With the case studies I've given to you, Matthew chapter 6, Matthew 8, Matthew 14. A man that has little faith. Number one, the person will be very anxious. Anxiety. That's a sign. Anxiety. I'm looking what to have a marriage for a daughter. Then in 7 days' time, Friday and Saturday for the ceremony, what cloth shall I put on? Seemingly all the cloths are fit, and even the common one are many. 7 days more.
You better see.
Now she begins to think about it. That's anxiety. That's little faith. He wouldn't say God will provide. Let me keep doing the normal thing. She'll be full of anxiousness.
She'll
be full of anxiousness. Full of talkings. This happens mostly in the life of women. Talking. Complaint. Complaint. Hallelujah. Listen carefully to me. Individually, we need strong faith at this very point in time. Believers will be the one to walk on seas and water. Anxiety, complaints, talkings, doubt, evil thoughts, grumbling. These are the exhibitions in the life of a person with little faith. Another thing, it brings fear. 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 Evil thought within. When your faith is leeching, you become afraid. When you are afraid, can be seen the high and as a masquerade. Fear will design this iron as a masquerade for her. Now she's not as a masquerade, just ordinary iron. She becomes scared. As little feet. As little feet. Little feet. What I'm talking about. Signs. It happens in the life of disciples in many cases. Little
feet.
Makes you forget the miracles you've received in time past. Little feet. We disable you to stand on yesterday's victory to have conviction of the problem that arose today. Now this problem rose up some years ago and the Lord conquered it. That same God that gave me victory, you, this present one, shall be restored you. If your faith is little, you wouldn't think about that.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He corrected the disciples.
Matthew 16,
verse 8 to 11.
When
Peteru, o sọ fun awon yoku.
The people.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hey, bunje dani.
You don't bring food. When Jesus perceived, he said unto them, O ye of little faith, why are you among yourselves? What do they do? They were complaining because you have brought no bread. And verse 7, and the reason among themselves is because you have not taken no bread. Verse
9,
do you not yet understand? Neither remember 5 loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets you took off. Neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000 and how many baskets you took off. How is it that you do not understand? I speak it not to you concerning bread. You should beware of the living of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. O you of little faith. When you have little faith, you wouldn't use the assurance of yesterday's victory to have conviction. When you have little faith, you become afraid. You become scared. You become shivering. You will be unable to confront problems. Little faith. You will be disabled to utilize your authority. Lord, come and chase this thing away from me. Lord, chase it away from me. Lord, rebuke Satan on my behalf. That's little faith. You pray like that. You will not know that the Lord is in you already. That whatever you say the Lord will do, you will be unable to declare that the devil the Lord will book you. One thing is the Lord rebook him for me. Another is that the Lord rebook you straight away. That move away from that place. One thing is that I rebook you. In the assurance that you are not the one uttering the gospel to you. A man with little faith will be unable to declare that. It is little faith that makes a man to be afraid.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Makes one to get afraid and scared. Nothing to scare, said the Lord is at my side. What is coming up that the land will not accommodate? Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is the power of my strength. Of whom shall I be scared? Can somebody say that the Lord is the power of my strength? The Lord is the power of my soul. The Lord is the power of my spirit. Of whom shall I be afraid? Your faith will enlarge from little to a great one. Little faith. It belittles the power of God. Now it is not all things that can be restored through prayer. So God can do this, but these things he cannot do that. That's little faith at operation. Exhibition of little faith. Therefore, when you are anxious, you have little faith. If you are complaining, you have little faith. When you are doubtful, you have little faith. When you haven't evil thoughts, when evil thoughts infiltrate your mind, you have little faith. When you are full of talkings and grumbling, you have little faith. When you get scared, you have little faith. When you belittle the power of God, you have little faith. Now listen, I'm checking on point number three. Emphatic implication of little faith. Emphatic implication of little faith. Hallelujah. Listen, little faith. When you have little faith, you can get to heaven. But something to be considered. What I'm passing across to you, and I'm telling you, the person will become very miserable. Demons, evil thoughts, they are permitted by little faith. Little faith will give cheer, will give space to evil thought, and the spirit of evil thought will see. Little faith will accommodate the spirit of fear, and fear and scare will see. It accommodates them. I believe you understand what I'm passing across to you. Little faith stands on water. They pray inside water for me. Little faith stands on, unless the pastor put his hand upon me, the flaws again. It hinders one to receive miracle in time. It slows one down to receive the miracle of God. He may receive, but the thing will be very slow. The prayer may be answered, but the answer will linger. That's the flaw. He may get to heaven, but he will see many difficulties. Those are the flaws of little faith. Part of the thing they will experience is this. When he gets afraid, listen carefully to my words. You that you have fear in your life is something you must pray about. And you read that psalm often and often. You know it often. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Of which shall I be afraid? God is the power of my soul. Who shall I be afraid of? It has been written, when my enemies, when the evil people, even my enemies, my adversaries, when they draw closer to eat my flesh, they stumble, they fall. Even when problems arose against me, in this I will be glad that my heart shall be strengthened. Hallelujah. You chew the word as if you chew food, and you put into prayer. The reason? The spirit of fear, it operates high blood prayer. When fear comes up, your high prayer, blood prayer rises. And when you have high blood prayer, every sickness can come in. You see the sister that spoke. You know, one may have eye defects. You may have air defects. The person may be shivering and shaking. He might be having a kind of a little faith. Operate that. And by that, fear comes in. That means little faith can suffer you with sickness. It might cause sickness.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh my God.
A lot of you. Is your attention really here? I told you.
Oh God,
You must ensure that your faith is no more little. You might have a child that is very young. Gomi. They advise the pregnant women that they don't allow the fetus to become bigger. Like it's bigger, it is good that the fetus is so that it will be very easy at delivery. And after birth, a week, 2 weeks, she gets bigger. You parents, you put that a mom. When you give birth, and a child becomes bigger, how do you feel? They wouldn't take care of or carry little child. Bring your child. Because it's very chubby.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know,
the parent should be happy with that.
The
same thing, a man with a very good faith.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. When you have no great faith, when your faith is little, what I'm passing across to you is this. The thing will make you see Pepe. How is it? Before I say rise up on your feet. So that we'll pray.
Amen.
Amen. Little faith. Like a fowl. As healthy a fowl can be, it cannot chase a dog. Or when the dog is even a mad one, it will tear up the fowl. It will tear it up. What I'm passing across to you is this. Why can't a fowl chase a dog? Because it is little. Many claim that a great problem should move away, but the faith to that is very little. One day, a child was brought to the disciples, and Jesus was not around. He was on the mountain. Before he was back, the child had been brought. The disciples jumping, praying, everything. Nothing was done. Now Jesus met them at the scene. The people have been there. And Jesus said, what is wrong here? The father now came and said, this is what happened. Jesus told them in English,
O ye little faith.
O ye of little faith. O ye of little faith. I'm using Matthew as reference to my message for today. Matthew 17. Check from verse 14 downward. Or through 20. For how long shall I be with you? That means, the problem of that child is a fierce, horrible one. And they have a faith like a fowl, like a chick. Their faith is like a chick. Even if it is a fowl, mad dog would cheer it for. That's why nothing was done. Hallelujah. If fowl can only threaten a dog, the dog will only pose, will first grumble, just put it on its mouth. That's all. But if it does another thing,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Monkey, or is it like monkey? Monkey with, as mad as dog it will be. Unless the dog has a hunter. When the dog sees monkey, it will move away. Because the gorilla is, it will tear it away and destroy it. That is a flaw of little feet. There is the things it can do. There is the extent of it. The problem is great. It doesn't sing a song. You cannot get Abraham's blessing with a Thomas kind of faith. The blessing of Abraham as big as this church. Now Thomas faith a little one. Therefore, shall be well with you. Ask the one beside, what kind of faith do you possess? Ask very well. Amen. Next week, I'll discuss how to improve and develop our faith. I'm going to stop here for today. Next week, how can we develop, improve? How can we build our faith? How can we build it? So that it will not be little again. So that it will be greater. So that it will be mighty. So that it will be stronger. Rise up on your feet. You see? Somebody turned to a cat, you are not concerned with that. That you can't live at that house again because somebody turned to a cat. You find a good stick. Still in the name of Jesus. Smash it on the cat. That cat. Any man that turned to a cat, that's a home problem. Cat is little to you. What is it? Bed. You find something to make it come down. No matter how big it is, it's not as great as you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Little feet has flaws. Little feet has flaws. Amen. Little faith becomes hopeless. Little faith makes the suffer. Before next week, I want you to dispose little faith. Raise up your hand. Call the Lord. Call upon the name of Jesus. The disciples said, Lord, add to our faith. Increase our faith. You're going to say loud and clear. Lord, increase my faith as from today. I don't want you to be little again. With the word I've had, increase my faith. Open your mouth and pray.
Olua Busi. Busi Babo mi Olua. Baba ni oruko Jesu. We Jesu Oluwa wa.
Jesus name our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Eniyan kan sogun owo nu ogbo ni owo nu awo owo nu o nilo lati beru e ti to nfe nti eniyan to ba ti jodu e to o be ku ni kini mo so to o so fun pe esu baba re gangan esu esu baba ogbo ni baba ogbo ni esu baba awo pa pe ori ki abele bu ni Jesus ti segun e
Jesus conquered him on the cross. That your father has been conquered, your forefather, you are going to tell him like that
agbara re ko le se nkankan lo ipa re bo yan no lo ni to ni o mo ni oni dakeji Jesus ope a ebi dakeji e ni o idake ni gangan segun e
even the principal has been conquered.
Yes, idake ni a segun e that's it pe any to anything Benino, me any to segment.
The one that dwells in me as
over. Torina, Mopila, this segment. What about me, no son? We are also called we are look at Jesu. Oh, you know the bad word. Wa le fi gbagbo re fa ijobe esu ya de esu la mo ina igbagbo wo inu mi lo pe o ya Jesu Oluwa wa Jesu Oluwa wa o pe kan kin do fi yin sile. Bibeli wi pe
o
ngbogbo lo si se po fun rere fun awon to ba fe Oluwa o nkun to le sele si e wa gbogbo yes fun ire ni o idagbo ki o ni gba pe nkan kun o se se isi wo fe se o ni gba pe o se se o be gun oke o gbagbo se se tori Olorun to mo to le se on gbogbo nbe ninu e
hallelujah
Olorun ti fi adara fun ni nbe ninu e deyan ba di oke si waju e to loku bi to gbegba so fun pe o gori e so pe ma gun o lori mo si
ta
nti baba re o se pe wa gun ni tori kini tori pe Oluwa nbe fun o bi o wa soke lekan si o ba ti pariwo oruko Jesu emi igbagbo ina igbagbo agbara igbagbo wa inu mi
Lord, 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 Lord